Shuttered for years, the Fortuna Theater could be revived if a federal loan to a local foundation is approved. A Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, application for a loan of up to $1 million to help the Fortuna Theater Foundation buy the theater property was approved by the Fortuna City Council at a March 16th special meeting. The theater was closed in late 2022 when a 6.4 magnitude earthquake ruptured its sprinkler system, causing extensive water damage. The 88-year-old theater is owned by Cinema West, a Petaluma company that owns movie theaters throughout California. Theater Foundation President Linda Rasmussen said the company's owner is open to the foundation's vision of turning the theater into a community venue.
The theater owner at that time, and it's Cinema West, Dave Corkill, he has 18, 19 other theaters all around California, Montana, and I think Idaho, if I have that right. Some of them are like ours, Art Deco and restored. Some were built from scratch. But ours is the only one shut and closed. And I wanted to spend a couple minutes just letting you know that we have met with him three times now. And we've really built up a rapport. And when we started, he was very much a first-line theater guy. This is how you have to do it. You know, I've talked to a lot of people. Why are you different? Kind of a vibe. Until the last meeting where he's like, okay, I get it. If I work with you, you want to expand the stage. You want to make this open in the future for something besides the first-line movies.
Foundation Board Secretary Elizabeth Wardell said the goal is to make the theater into a community hub that offers more than just movies.
You know, after COVID and first-line movies kind of went downhill attendance-wise, just because people began to stream, I think it just supports that idea of using it for more than just first-line movies. You know, bringing in some classic or independent films, bringing in themed things with rodeo, autorama, doing some live events. I know when my kids were little, Joe Arte used to come down and do a Christmas show at our theater, and so we see, you know, potentially school plays, Joe Arte, potentially live music to bring in, just to bring a little more entertainment to the area. And like Katie said, that foot traffic that comes in with additional entertainment available in Fortuna, we just see it as a benefit to everybody.
Under the federal loan application, the city would administer the loan to the foundation, allowing the theater purchase. The city has almost $1 million in revenue from CDBG-funded projects, and there's a requirement for the money to be spent on CDBG-eligible projects. Senior planner Katie Schmidt talked about what the city will get in exchange for the loan.
In exchange for the loan, the Fortuna Theater Foundation would be required to create jobs for LMI or LMC individuals. They can provide on-the-job training or other such employment, and there would be ongoing monitoring and reporting involved with that. So the impact for the community for that, it would support downtown economic vitality by preserving an active entertainment venue, increase foot traffic and spending at nearby businesses. As I said, over time, it would also generate ongoing program income and allow the city to reinvest in future economic development and community revitalization efforts.
Repairs also need to be funded, and Schmidt said future CDBG funding could play a role along with fundraising. The theater loan is part of a $3 million CDBG application package. The council also approved grant applications for removal of ADA barriers in various parts of the city and planning for housing and infrastructure improvements in the city's general plan update. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.